There are lots of old wine barrels around and even some furniture. Now that the pressure of this case is no longer upon you, you even notice that the walls are done up with beautiful paintings. It looks like Enrico had been working hard to restore this place. You decide that it is worth calling him back on the tablet just to give him an update. Enrico is thrilled to hear that you have figured out who might be behind all of this. Then you can see his face sink with guilt. He tells you that he deeply regrets the injustice his family has brought upon the Dolcis and cannot forgive himself for making accusations against Flavio. He is determined to resolve all of this when he gets back. He will return the castle back to the Dolcis and try to foster a new relationship of cooperations, just like their families once did. He realizes that losing the castle doesn't mean losing their history. After all, his family still has other ancestral lands in Tuscany, from their days of being grocers. Just as Enrico starts telling you about the history he recently uncovered, his video freezes, the lights in the room cut off. There is a blood-curdling scream from upstairs. You realize it was Poppy's voice. You scramble to get upstairs. The entrance to the chamber is sealed. You're trapped.